Yadira Caraveo doesn't believe in Colorado values. She fought her own party's governor when he became the first Democrat to speak out against mask and vaccine mandates. And Yadira Caraveo supports Joe Biden's tax hikes and inflation-causing Bidenomics. Colorado can do better than Yadira Caraveo. Divisive politics are destroying our country, but Spencer Cox is fighting the hate. As governor, Spencer Cox has kept extreme politics out of the statehouse, focusing on improving the lives of the people of Utah. Low taxes.
We are going to have record tax cuts, close to triple the largest tax cut Utahns have ever received.
And the lowest crime rate in America. It's an easy call. Vote to re-elect Governor Spencer Cox. Being conservative and caring about the environment aren't mutually exclusive. Conservatives just want green policies to make sense. Paper straws don't work and cause pollution. Electric cars are impractical and too expensive. Let Albany know that conservative voters want to save the planet too. We just don't want to wreck our economy in the process. Paid for by Action for Change. If the government could literally hold us upside down and shake out our pockets, they would. Democrats think middle-class households making $80,000 to $150,000 a year are rich. Not around here. 40% of my income goes to state and federal taxes, almost 10% to property tax.
However, as of recent, close to 50% of people that have a six-figure salary are actually living paycheck to paycheck.
Call your congressperson. Tell them the middle class is tired of Democrat taxes. They're like Twiddledee and Twiddledum, but mostly dumb. The Democratic leadership in the House and Senate support all kinds of dumb ideas, like stacking the Supreme Court, prosecuting their political enemies, and spending millions in Ukraine.
That means we're spending $2.5 million an hour in Ukraine. That's the U.S. taxpayers' money, again, with no accountability.
Why would anyone want more of what these dummies are selling?